The Commonwealth Games begin in New Delhi on the 3rd of October, and for some people the Games are as much about showcasing the Indian capital as they are about a sports competition. But whether it's one outcome or the other, it's hard to find locals who are genuinely excited about the Games. The city has been dug up and rebuilt, and there's still a lot to do. It's left many locals fed up. From New Delhi, Jane Cowan reports.
On a Delhi roadside, Manoj Kumar slaps dough between his hands before tossing it in to deep fry in a pan of oil. He says he thinks the games should definitely happen, but these rains have really created chaos and it's really spoiled the mood and the moment. Around the stall, a clutch of men stand eating their lunch in the humidity. Dressed in a business shirt, Samir Titus is waiting to hand over his rupees.
Well, it's good that the games are coming over here, but like India is not prepared for that right now. And I think it will be a disaster. The events which are happening will not be prepared fully. The places where the games are being held, that will not be prepared well. And we are still, you can say, about 2-3 months behind schedule. And that's worrying for India.
Student Amandeep Singh has volunteered to work on the graphics for one of the Games events. But that doesn't mean he's confident things will work well.
The Commonwealth Games are just doing the crap here. I don't think the Indian government is capable of doing this type of event.
You know, I think it's a bit unfortunate. If you were here 6 months ago, you'd see much more excitement. There was really a lot of excitement around.
Chandan Mitra is the chief editor of The Pioneer, one of India's oldest English language dailies and an MP with the opposition.
Over the last 2 or 3 months, all these kind of scandals and reports of corruption, the fact that Delhi has been dug up inside out and work is not getting completed, all this has had a dampening effect.
Chandan Mitra says the Indian way of doing things is last minute.
See, in India, we have something called Jugaad. Jugaad, which means cobbled together. So when you finally see it on the 3rd of October, it will look very good. It will be absolutely spectacular and people will not have any reason to complain. See, so Indians are very good at finishing things at the last minute using methods and procedures that are not always, you know, by the copybook. And which, you know, many people outside India get very, very worried and concerned about.
Back on the street corner, it's not all bad. Chaiwala Hari Singh is warming thick spicy tea on an open flame. Definitely there's bad publicity, he says, and people have a tendency to complain. But we're looking forward to foreigners coming here and we'll be giving all kinds of assistance to them. Sitting on a wall sipping his chai is Nikas Kumar. He says the games will be good because people staying illegally will be dealt with and the pavements will be made properly. Security-wise too, this Dalit expects things will get better thanks to the games. This is Jane Cowan in New Delhi, reporting for AM.